This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat today to participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that in a major boost to the maritime sector, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the maritime sector worth over 7,870 crore rupees. In line with his commitment to holistic and sustainable development, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects of the central and state governments worth over 26,354 crore rupees catering to various sectors in Gujarat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis. During the call, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen India-Greece strategic partnership and for regional peace and prosperity. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mitsotakis conveyed support for the early conclusion of a mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement and for the success of the AI Impact Summit to be hosted by India next year. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan during media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said, such incidents make it more glaring. He said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Ministry of External Affairs has strongly cautioned all Indian citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the ministry said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said any agents promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in connivance with criminal gangs. The ministry advised Indian citizens not to fall prey to such offers. The Election Commission has delisted 474 registered unrecognized political parties for flouting norms. The decision was taken after they failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years continuously since 2019. In the first phase of the exercise, the Commission had delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties last month. With this exercise, 808 registered unrecognized political parties have been delisted in the last 2 months. The Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT, will hold its 10th All India Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The conference aims to deliberate on the way forward for strengthening the judicial and administrative system with particular emphasis on enhancing efficiency, improving disposal rates and ensuring timely delivery of justice to government employees. In cricket, India defeated Oman by 21 runs in the final Group A match of the Asia T20 Cup 2025 in Abu Dhabi. India, after being put into bat first, posted a total of 188 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, Oman fought hard but fell short and only managed 167 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Having already qualified for the Super 4s, India will next take on Pakistan in their first Super 4 encounter tomorrow. And in women's cricket, India is set to face Australia in the third and final one-day international match of the three-match series in Delhi today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.